It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Amazon used to be just a website where you could buy things and have them sent to you. Increasingly, Amazon is making the things themselves as well. The president of Staples says 5 or 6 new Amazon tablets are on the way to go with the Kindle Reader and the Kindle Fire tablet. David Carnoy from CNET, what are these tablets going to look like?
You may just see 2 different versions with, say, 8 gigabytes, 16 gigabytes, maybe even 32 gigabytes of storage. So they have learned something from Apple in that the big money is being made actually in overpricing the memory.
Carnoy says that's when Apple charges way more for the devices with more memory than the memory actually costs. Where Amazon really stands to cash in, however, is how well suited the tablets are to other stuff on Amazon. Kevin Toefel writes for GigaOM.
People aren't buying products. They're really buying platforms these days. And Amazon has a vast ecosystem. They have the shopping experience. They've got digital media through their video store and music store. And quite honestly, they want to make it easier to sell things to consumers. And the best way to control that experience and make it a good one is to actually provide the hardware that's optimized to go with it.
This model of selling the device as a gateway leads us back to Apple.
When you buy an iPhone, you're not just getting a phone. You're also getting an entry into the iTunes ecosystem. So you can quickly and easily buy movies, you can buy apps, you can rent videos, TV shows. You're getting a whole digital ecosystem that you're purchasing with that iPhone.
You'll be able to get these new tablets pretty cheap. Amazon knows it can make up the money with the products you'll buy to go with it. And once you link your account to the tablet knows everything else you've bought at Amazon.
Think of it as a sales terminal that Amazon can see what you're buying. They probably have more sales data than anyone I can think of, maybe even more so than Apple. And then very similar to Google, what they'll do is they will target your device by sending it ads that are relevant to you, what you purchase, what you research, what your friends are buying.
So you can think of it as a tablet or as a shopping cart that knows everything you ever bought and can steer you through the store toward what it thinks you should buy. Let's ride. It's the
Robot Roundup.
A periodic check-in with our mechanical pals.
Robots
are using cells from rats in order to act like jellyfish. Yuck. What? Yes. Huh? I know. Researchers at Caltech took rat heart cells and applied them to a silicon polymer membrane. Then they added proteins in a way that roughly corresponded with the musculature of a jellyfish. When the whole thing was charged up in an electrified water tank, it made a sort of semi-organic jellyfish robot that moved around. It will be used in artificial organ studies and in the weirding out of the researchers' friends.
Robots
aren't as good as humans at Angry Birds. At least one of them isn't. It was built by roboticist Jason Huggins specifically to play the time-wasting game, and despite all efforts, it totally stinks at Angry Birds. Other robots might do better, but when challenged, they condescendingly point out that they're too busy with actual work. Snobs. And
robots
are compensating for human shortcomings in office basketball. A Japanese inventor has come up with a trash can that can catch your crumpled up paper even if your shot is way off. It's actually a regular trash can tricked out with video game style motion sensors and some wheels. Kind of rotten luck that a way to have more fun with paper arrives at about the same time people stop using paper. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.